Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
88% of the work week is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 5-Star Joshi Show here on the Fight Game Media Network. I am your host, as always, Scott Edwards, and we are here right after a superb Marigold Cork and Hall show. We'll be breaking down each and every match here on this review, as well as talking about this upcoming weekend, which is filled with major matches. Stardom kicks off the Goddesses of Stardom Tag League. Oz Academy heads to the Yokohama Budokan. Marvelous heading to Nagoya with some major, major matches set for their show. Marigold with a 2-shot on Sunday at Shinkiba First Ring. So much to get to, so much to talk about. Thank you all for joining me here once again. Before we get to the reviews and previews of the week, I ask you all to go check out my latest interviews with Mai Sakurai and Sari over on Fightful.com. Mai Sakurai's dropped on Wednesday. Sari's dropped on Thursday, right after her incredible match with Bozilla. So definitely go check those out. But I'll just give you one of my favorite responses from Mai Sakurai, who talked about her decision to leave Stardom for Marigold. She said, "I wanted to also improve as a wrestler and aim for even greater heights. To do that, I wanted to change my environment. Unlike the previous organization where everything was already in place, this organization is one that has to be created from scratch. So it takes a lot of energy and there are many difficulties, but it's also very rewarding. And I definitely feel more ambition, a sense of urgency, and a sense of responsibility than before. So I think it's a positive environment for me right now." Talk about her decision to leave Stardom. Obviously, we have talked about it on this show many, many times. The overall growth of Mai Sakurai has been nothing short of incredible over the past couple of months. Ever since that Julia match specifically, she has broken out as an overall performer. She had the character, she had the charisma, but the in-ring was waiting to catch up, and it has. We will talk about her match today as she teamed with Mirai to defend the Twin Star Championships. My other favorite response from my Sari interview comes from the conversation regarding the match with Mayu Iwatani when they faced off against Venny and Chihiro Hashimoto. She admitted, looking back at that match, it was special. You know, you put such incredible pro wrestlers in the ring together. That is what you're going to get. And Sari was the one who booked that match, of course. I think the beauty of Sari obviously, as a wrestler, has just been an absolutely incredible accomplishment all year long. But this was her thoughts about teaming with Mayu for the first time against Hashimoto and Venny, and it's a pure praise for all of it. Looking back now, it was special. I know that Iwatani can do. I knew what Iwatani could do after the match I had with her. We both debuted in 2011, and are only pro wrestlers from that year in Joshi Pro Wrestling. So teaming with her and going against an opponent of Hashimoto and Venny, who are two of the strongest Joshi Pro wrestlers, that was special. She also went further to talk about winning the Mara Gold World Championship, which she, of course, first defended on Thursday. I feel very confident defending my title for the first time. I will never make the same mistake talking about her match with Bozilla. She certainly didn't. She also said that it's a great honor to hold the Mara Gold World Championship and be the inaugural champion. It means a lot to me because you are the first on the list in making history. I have to try my best to become a better pro wrestler to shine that belt and keep it as long as I can. I ask you all to go check out that full interview. She gives her thoughts on each Dreamstar Grand Prix competitor that she had the chance to face. She also talks about her match with Julia for the first time with me, as well as how they hope to face each other somewhere down the line once again. She talks about September 23rd, the day that she faced Inai Takahashi in a grueling 15-minute time limit draw before heading to Kawasaki to defend the Beyond the Sea Championship against Unagi Sayaka. She continues to want to face Mayu Iwatani again. Also talks about getting to team with Mayu Iwatani and the hope of facing her once again, as well as her championship win in Sukeban and so much more. So go check that interview out. She continues to deliver. I'm working towards yet another one with her, hopefully for some time in November following the big Bozilla match, ranking 6 in the PWI women's list and so much more. She is the best wrestler in the world for a reason, but that's enough of that. Let's talk about it, shall we? Mari Gold Corkin Hall show here on Thursday, their biggest Corkin Hall show to date. I'd argue their second biggest since, of course, Summer Destiny. This show was the first show in Mari Gold history with all four championships on the line. It also included two official debuts for the roster with Naoha Yamada and Hummingbird making their debuts. Very different debuts in the end, at the end of the day. I think that's very important. We also had an incredible, incredible main event, as I talked about earlier. So let's get right to it. The show was kicked off with Chiaki and Myla Grace defeating Yuki Manami and Kimono Manami in the pre-show tag match. But your opening match of the contest saw Misa Matsui defeat Naho Yamada in Yamada's debut match. She sung herself to the ring. She expressed some great personality, some great excitement. I think the beauty of what Yamada brings to the table is an effective player. You know, her overall wrestling looked effective. It wasn't anything. She certainly has the work down. Nothing sloppy whatsoever. I thought her and Matsui worked a good match against one another. And I think Yamada's going to be a genuinely great addition to these shows, especially on the road when they do these house shows, right? Because the house shows, I think, for any wrestling company, you want to see wrestlers grow. And Yamada, someone who showed some promise here in this first match. I'm excited to see her get in the ring with other competitors like the Utamis and Mirais and so on to see what she can bring to the table. So a good debut for her despite the losing effort. That said, losing effort was, of course, expected. We then had an undercard tag team match as Utami Hayashishita and Koki Amari teamed up to successfully defeat Chika Goto and Rhea Seto. Obviously, heading into this match, the first thing you noticed was the Twin Tower duo of Koki and Chika Goto being separated. So you instantly thought, Where is this match going? What is the plan of this match? Will there be something to this? Or is it just an undercard match where they're, you know, Utami has teamed with Koki from time to time. But as we learned when the match was over, there was some reasoning to this. The match itself, I think Rhea Seto, she may not necessarily jump off the page for a lot of folks when you're looking at the young stars of the Joshi scene. But I think Rhea Seto has done a really good job at setting herself apart. She is a good, solid worker here in her first year of being a wrestler. I think overall in time, you know, when she's able to, I think the biggest thing for her is, you know, she loves JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. We got to get some cool looking gear that kind of fits that, you know, like it's a very simple gear. I understand she's a rookie, but I think to set herself apart more, we need to start to, you know, jazz it up a bit, be excited with what could bring to the table. I thought she had a good showing here. I think she continues to have good showings. I thought she had a good one over the weekend as well. Utami and Koki worked together great. I said this past weekend on Twitter. I'll say it again here. Koki and Mari's strides have been incredible. Now I not only look forward to her matches, but I'm excited to see what she brings to the table against different opponents because she has eased her game, right? It's big boots after big boots after big boots. And sometimes that's all you need to see from someone like a Koki Amare. And I think when it comes to Koki, less is more. And we are seeing that more. And, you know, we're getting to the point now where in the next year, I see her winning singles gold, truthfully. I think that United National title will be calling her name sooner rather than later. I think she's going to be able to step up into world title matches somewhere down the line as well. And her and Utami work great together, which, of course, brings us to the post-match. Chika Goto got on the microphone, announced she was leaving Marigold for a month. The way this was introduced and the way she introduced it, she pretty much terrified everyone, myself included, that she was leaving completely. But no, that was not the case. She will be taking a month off to recover from injury. She's been dealing with a sternum injury. So that was the big reveal. And then after, which is probably the most interesting point, she said to Koki, you know, you can do whatever you want while I'm gone. And Koki said, well, I don't need your approval necessarily. And that was interesting. That was an interesting twist to, of course, the Twin Tower duo, which has been team since day one here in Marigold for both of them. It's something to take notice of, I'd argue. You know, when I read that and when I hear that, it's like, okay, then what is this going to build towards? And Koki would then say, Utami, I need to talk to you later. I have an idea. We'd learn later in the night what that idea was, which I'm very excited about, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Next up was the Passion Injection match. Now Ishikawa trying to once again prove to Nanai Takahashi that she has the passion, she has the ability, she has the hope to finally start racking up some wins. And I think the crowd was an interesting crowd for most of the show because they weren't as loud as I think Marigold crowds often are for most of the show besides the main event and at the beginning of this match for Ishikawa. You heard the Ishikawa chants. They love now. They want to see her succeed. And she came out of the blocks hot in this match. She slapped Nanai Takahashi right across the face just to, you know, establish that, listen, I want to learn from you. In some ways, this Passion Sisters relationship has went from hate to friendship to hate to whatever it is right now. But now Ishikawa went out there to try and prove herself to Nanai. And that's asking a lot. Asking Nanai or trying to prove yourself to Nanai is no easy task, but she was someone who felt in her heart of hearts she could get it done. And there were moments in this match, especially in the closing minutes, where you felt that drama, you felt that excitement. Could we see a similar moment to when Waka Tsukiyama pinned the Nai Takahashi in that tag match at New Blood Premium in 2023? That was kind of the energy that was there. Could Naoshikawa pull off the shocking upset? Ultimately, no, she could not, as Nanai tackled Ishikawa and took her down once and for all. She berated now after the match, continued to question her passion, and then pretty much dragged her away, showing that despite the question marks, despite yet another losing effort, Nanai seems to not be giving up on Ishikawa. And I think that's a good progression for this story. I don't know where we're going, but I think now Ishikawa's ability to get the crowd behind her, to make the crowd love her, is going to continue to bring her a long way. I don't know what or where that long way leads to, but I do know that now Ishikawa has some hope, and that's what matters. And her and Nanai still feel like a potential tag, twin star tag win somewhere down the line. But for now, we'll have to wait and see how they continue to work out their problems. Now we get to our championship matches of the evening, beginning with Natsumi Shozuki defending her championship against the newly debuting Hummingbird. Hummingbird is a very, very interesting wrestler, I feel, because there's clearly something there. There is an automatic charisma. The mask makes you pay attention. You know, mask wrestlers just do that. But this was not the best debut for her, and there was a big reason why mid-match. I think the importance for me of this match is that they set out to accomplish something. They wanted to stand out from the rest of the crowd. They want to make the Superfly Championship special. And you saw that from the get-go. There was a great pace to this started by Shozuki. And I think Hummingbird really wanted to stand out with some big moves and big shocking spots. But one too many big moves is, I think, what really hurt this match and left the closing couple minutes to go to a really, I won't say scary, but there was a scary spot here that I think really hurts the closing stretch of this match for both of them, because I do think that that scary moment might have hurt both of them, as Natsumi Shozuki alluded to in her post-match promo. So Hummingbird showing some of her moves and, you know, displaying some of her offense, and a lot of it's, you know, reversals and sliding past, you know, Shozuki, and, you know, just kind of showcasing some sort of high speedness. I expected more of her strikes and high flying to jump out. And we got one great strike at the end of the match by her, but I want to see more from Hummingbird. I think for people it's going to remain like, we'll wait and see, because this wasn't the best showing. But based on certain moves that she did, I say to myself, okay, she's someone that can be very good for Mari Gold. Even if the match didn't hit the high that I hoped it would, there is potential there. And I think potential is very important. Much like Yamada, I do think Hummingbird is going to add a lot to these cards moving forward. But let's talk about that big spot. So as you know, in Cork and Hall, there are the ledges on the side of the one side of the stands, and that's where like tables go and whatnot. If you watch the Stardom Cork, most recent Stardom Cork, and you saw Hazuki and Starlight Kid fighting in that corner on that exact ledge, and if you've watched enough wrestling, you've seen people jump off said ledge. And Hummingbird was able to hop up onto that spot after, you know, a couple reversals and so on, and her goal was to hit a diving Hurricanrana to Natsumi Shozuki, which would have been one hell of a moment, a scary moment at that, which of course this unfortunately turned into. So as she went for the Hurricanrana, the whip and turn wasn't fully there. It looked like Shozuki wasn't able to fully catch her as you'd expect, you know, to grab her and allow her to do the swing through. And it ultimately looked like they both just crashed and burned. Hummingbird landed on her back and seemingly probably hit the back of her head. And remember, this is the hard ground of Cork, and they're not landing on a mat. While Shozuki even admitted after the match, she, you know, kind of blacked out for a second there, like she wasn't sure what was going on. So very scary moment. You know, Shizuki's going down with, you know, Hummingbird's legs bring her head down to the ground, and then Hummingbird is not able to fully switch through, so she lands back first, looked like a power bomb. She looked like she was out of it for a second as well, but the two professionals they are, they got up, they got back into the ring and kept going. And you know, it was kind of spotty from there. I do think that there was clearly one of them were out, and you know, it's hard because you only get one chance to make a first impression. That being said, I still believe Hummingbird has something special to bring to the table just based on even the kick that she hit at the end of the match. I think watching Hummingbird, I like the hope there. I like the potential there. This match unfortunately didn't hit to the level I know these two wanted it to hit to, but I'm excited to see what Hummingbird brings to the table this weekend when she gets stepped back in the ring. But that is victory number two for Natsumi Shozuki, who now has two successful defenses since Summer Destiny and will prepare for a third defense very, very soon. It will be next weekend in Hokkaido when she defends the championship against Misa Matsui in the much anticipated rematch from Summer Destiny 2024. Obviously a big shock that'll be happening in Hokkaido and not, you know, save for Corkin, but that's very exciting for the house show, right? We'll see what Matsui and Shozuki are able to do for a second time around. If you remember, their first match was so excellent, I'm sure this next one will be as well. Following that, we had the tag title match, Mirai and Mai Sakurai defending for the third time against Celine Flores, Victoria Yuzuki, and Kizuna Tanaka. You go into these matches when, you know, the likes of Yuzuki and Tanaka are in them, and you want to see the growth, you want to see them take a step up in a big spot. And I think we've reached the point now where I firmly expect Victoria Yuzuki to do that each time, but I think Kizuna Tanaka needed this match more than anyone. You know, she can be a bit inconsistent when it comes to like house shows or whatever, but I don't really, you know, it's all reps for someone like a Kizuna who has shown the flashes in the past that, you know, she's going to be a special wrestler. And I thought she did a really good job here, playing the underdog, specifically with Mirai. I thought that was a good selection for these two because, you know, I think Mirai has gotten the best match out of almost everyone that she's gotten to face, right? You look at that Koki match and you say to yourself, yeah, but get Mirai in there with someone like Kizuna and see what she can do. I thought this match just, you know, it captures what makes Mari Gold so good in some ways. And it's that, you know, you watch Mai Sakurai, someone who stepped up. You watch Mirai, who is led with force for this company. And then you watch the two future stars. Yuzuki was great in this match. I mean, she is without a shadow of a doubt the future ace of this promotion. I don't think that's a question. I think they're very aware of how, you know, big of a star she's not only going to become, but she is right now. There is a confidence to Victoria Azuki that you can't teach in a young wrestler like that. I think that's very important. She goes in there every night and looks to put on a show, looks to try new things. And it's why I watch Azuki and I set her apart from all the other rookies in wrestling. You know, I think Chi-Chi's great. I think Yuna and Sendai Girls is very solid. I think obviously Stardom is packed with rookies, right? You got Carrara and Rana Yagami and Aya Sakura, I think, is making incredible strides. But when you watch them and you watch Izuki, it's just a different league. And Izuki, you know, this match was focused on both of Selim Flora, which I didn't know if they would have Yuzuki have such a major spot to try to pull it off, but it was actually Kazuna Tanaka who came close to getting the win once or twice. She did hit the redream on my Sakura for a great near fall, but ultimately it was all for naught as they did fall victim and lose their championship challenge in a very solid match. Up until this point, thought it was the match of the night. And that's when, after the match, the challenge was laid down. Koki Amare, who said, "I will do what I want," will team with one Utami Hayashishita to face Mirai Mai Sakurai. So Koki moving away from Chika Goto to challenge for the Twin Star Championships. I think it's very notable too. You have to remember, Koki Amare got pinned in their title match, their title challenge earlier this month at Korakuen Hall. It wasn't Chika Goto, it was Koki. So maybe Koki is looking at Goto and saying, "You weren't there for me. I need someone like Utami, who is accomplished in one tag belts, to be with me." And I think that's going to be the interesting story to follow here, because Chika Goto will be out for the next month. Are they champions when she gets back? That's the question that remains to be seen. But I look forward to that title match. It should be great. Then we had the United National Championship match, Miku Ano defending the title against Nagisa Nozaki. I think Nagisa Nozaki is obviously a fantastic wrestler. I've said it time and time and time again. I think the beauty of what Nozaki brings to the table is a veteran that is that can fit any mold you need her in. You want her to teach? She's been doing that with Chiaki. You want her to lead? She does that in main events. You want her to just, you know, be part of the roster? She's done that too. She stepped up here, as expected, against Miku Ano, who continues to define what it means to be a white belt champion. As we know in the history of how Rossi has booked, whether it be Stardom or Marigold, Miku Ano has done nothing but fit the mold of said white belt. And I think this was another match where she showed the resilience. She showed the fight. You know, Nagisa Nozaki bloodied her early right in the mouth. And I was like, "Ooh, that must have hurt." You know, she hit her with a good swift kick at one point, and they created drama once again here. They had an incredible kick out when Nozaki hits the running boot right to the face of Ano. Ano was able to just survive. And, you know, at one point she hits the Styles Clash on the apron. That was a great spot. Miku Ano hits another Styles Clash in the middle of the ring. Nozaki kicks out. It took three Styles Clashes, but Miku Ano successfully defended her championship in what I thought was the strongest title match of her reign so far. I just thought it was a very solid match. And hopefully, I'm guessing Miku Ano's next challenger will either be Mai Sakurai, maybe at First Dream. Maybe we're holding off to First Dream. Or, I don't know. I think Natsumi Shizuki's interesting. She did say to Hasi that she would like a potential double title match with Sari, which I don't see happening. But I think the next person to step up is obviously Mai Sakurai. I think, you know, that is the person that's ready to not only step up to Miki Ueno, potentially take the belt from Miki Ueno, but we'll have to wait and see there. But a very strong match, one I think everyone should go see, because I think Miki Ueno has done everything in her power to really, really push forward as Marigold's champion. And then, of course, your main event, Sari versus Bozilla. This is a match that I was obviously hyped for. Sari is a special wrestler. I say that all the time, but there's a reason that makes her great besides the moves and the matches themselves. It's the way she prepares. It's the way she builds a match, even if it's on her own. When Bozilla defeated her in the Dreamstar Grand Prix, Sari went to work. She went to work and figured out, how do I beat you? And she set out her plan in interviews. She told you what she was doing. She's watching Antonio Inoki versus Andre the Giant to learn how Inoki would beat the big time monsters. And while Sari is her own wrestler, she borrows from Inokiism in so many great ways that just makes her determination, which is both Inoki and Zenjo, something that she can only embody. It makes her such a special wrestler. And she steps in there with someone like Bozilla, ready for that challenge. And not only ready, but seemingly giddy just from how the match played out. And, you know, I remember after Marigold Fields Forever, I asked her about teaming with Bozilla. And that was something that she was really happy with. And, you know, it was clear from day one that that is a match that we all needed to see. And while I think the tournament match did a good job at establishing Bozilla, it was this match that really set the bar of how high Bozilla can go as a competitor. This was the best match of Bozilla's career, best performance of her career, and it shouldn't come as a shock that it happened against Sari, because Sari in this match was out of this world.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Out of this world. There was strikes. There were forearms. There was some incredible power by Bozilla time and time again that, you know, at times left Sari looking like, what do I have to do? You know, the abdominal stretch that Sari got at one point did even the playing field somewhat. And, you know, they were going. They were going in that ring until it got taken to the outside. Bozilla, you know, brings her over to that, the sign, you know, that, you know, Kagetsu, for example, shout out Yoshino, he used to smash the head of the wrestler against, and we've seen it a lot recently, actually, in matches now that Corkin's a little bit more opened up, and Bozilla is smashing Sairi's head. Then she starts throwing chairs at her at the head, and would you look at that, when we come back, there is blood all over the face of the champion, the crimson mask on the crimson champion. Listen, let me just tell you now, folks, I was amped up from this moment. There is something that blood can do to take a match from here to the very top level. When you see the blood pouring down Sari's face, you're left thinking nothing other than that woman is the best in the freaking world. She just gets it more than anyone. She has made Bozilla look like this unbeatable monster to the point where she is now bleeding in the ring. And Bozilla's looking to finish this. She hits a pile driver. She hits a moonsault. Nah, that's not enough. And Sari starts to try to fire up. She starts to try to cut down Bozilla, but Bozilla takes her out again. Hits the same sit-out powerbomb. No, just kidding. You know, she reversed that with headbutts. She has some hope. She's fighting back, and Bozilla is able to plant her with the sit-out powerbomb for a near fall, the near fall of the night. Sari bounces back. Sari fights back. She continuously attacks the arm, the same arm she promised she would attack in this very match. That was my point with Sari. She lays the foundation. She lays out the story for her match for everyone to know what is going to happen for her to find success. And she is locking in that submission after hitting a Uranagi. She is bending that arm back until Bozilla taps out. A tremendous world title match. Technically the best world title match in company history. If I had to go, I think that was better than the Julia match. I thought Sari hit an absolute home run in her first defense. Just fantastic. This is the best Bozilla match of her career. Whoever eventually gets Bozilla, you know, once she moves on from Japan eventually someday, they are going to be better for it. This was a terrific match. Well worth going out of your way to see. I say this every single week that Sari is the best in the world, not only because I believe it, but because I know it. Incredible match here. Incredible performance by her. She is riding easily to my wrestler of the year. No doubt about that. And just as you think this show is over, Passion arrives and Nai Takahashi lays down the challenge to Sari. If we had to start guessing, November 14th is the next Corkin Hall show, a possibility there. They do have a packed month as well. In December, of course, before First Dream, if I had to guess, Nai will be the final challenge for Sari before First Dream, where she eventually takes on Utami Hayashishita. But this should be great. Her and Nai was my match of the tournament from the Dreamstar Grand Prix. They went 15 minutes of just beating the hell out of each other. Now let's run it back. Right now, let's get to it. Let's see what it's all about. Let's see what this match can be. I think that's very important here. What are these two going to be capable of? How far are these two going to be willing to go against one another? That's what I am excited for. We, you know, I said in the lead up to the tournament, I thought for sure this would be the first title defense. It wasn't the first title defense. But damn it, it's a title defense now, and I am stoked for that. I am absolutely stoked for it, and I think everyone else should be too. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be terrific. These two just get it. These two, you know, cut from the same cloth in many, many ways, despite Nanai debuting many years before. I expect nothing but greatness. I expect something special. And I can't wait for us to get there. A absolutely fantastic show. A fantastic match. Sari, you are everything. You are just absolutely killing it. A special, special year for the best wrestler in the world. She's locked it up, but why not another special match with the Nye before we lock that up for her? Just fantastic stuff. Everyone should go out of their way to check the show. Of course, it's available on Wrestle Universe. And like I said, go check out my interviews as well. Like I said, Marigold is on the board this weekend. They have plenty going on to interest the many, many folks who are fans of Marigold's product, like myself. So on Sunday, they have a two-parter in Shakiba First Ring. The first part is a regular show. You'll have Rhea Seto teaming up with Yuki Minami to face Nao Ishikawa and Myla Grace. Kazuna Tanaka teams up with, faces Naoho Yamada, Naoho's second match as part of Marigold. And then Victoria Yuzuki, Hummingbird, and Kimono Minami face off in a three-way match. That'll be very interesting. In your semi-main event, it'll be Nanai Takahashi and Miku Anno versus Chiaki and Bozilla. And in your main event, it will be Mirai, Mai Sakurai, and Natsumi Shizuki versus Tommy Hayashishita, Koki Amari, and Misa Matsui, serving as a preview tag for whenever that tag title match comes about. And then in the second half of that day, Mask Fiesta is back. Marigold has brought back the Stardom tradition, Mask Fiesta, where every match is wrestlers in a different identity wearing a mask, which is a lot of fun. We will have Bozilla versus Chiaki versus Myla Grace in a three-way battle. Mask Fiesta is a Halloween tradition, obviously, that disappeared when Bushiroad bought Stardom. I think 2019 was the last one. 2018, 2019. I don't remember. But we did talk about it on Stardom Road, if you're interested. Talk about that. Then you'll have Misa Matsui, Mai Sakurai, and Mirai in her insane mask. They'll be taking on Passion, the Passion Fighter, Passion 7 specifically. She just goes by Passion 7. Yuzu Chika and Kazuna Tanaka. I don't know what her nickname is. And then in your main event, Hummingbird, comfortable, you know, kind of what you'd expect. You'll have Utami and Koki Amari facing Natsumi Shizuki, who, by the way, was very good at accomplishing the goal here. She wore a mask with a pumpkin on because that is the Halloween tradition. So I appreciate that, as well as that Nao Ishikawa and Miku Aono. So should be a lot of fun. Mask Fiesta is always a hoot. So looking forward to that. And then from there, we move over to Sendai Girls from this past weekend. We'll just quickly talk about some of the matches they had over there. So they're at Sendai Pit on Friday. That is the show that included Shuri taking part in the main event. She teamed with Dash Osako against Red Energy's Mika Wada and Miyuki Takase. Superb, top-notch tag match. That's really, really good. Shuri feels like she is like bound to be a near freelancer in the new year. I don't know. Like, maybe she still works Stardom. Maybe she kind of does a Hookigan Death type. You know, Kaori Oniyama wrestles everywhere when she's around, but of course comes in for Stardom shows when they need her. I feel like Shuri's kind of potentially in that spot. You know, she's been slotted down a lot in Stardom, to the point where she doesn't really do anything. So when you get to see her outside of Stardom in a match like this, you just like, wow, it's just like night and day. You don't only see that Shuri's still great. You see that Shuri's still special. Shuri's still top of the line. Shuri's still the best of the best. And her and Dash just make such a fantastic team. You know, if you listen to me, if you talk to me, I love Dash Osako. I think she's one of the most underrated Joshi wrestlers of her era. And these two formed a great team against Red Energy. And, you know, they just brought it back and forth. You got to see some teases of Wada and Shuri, which the big announcement was that it will be Shuri versus Mika Wada on November 22nd in Sendai Pit. So we're avoiding both of the big shows coming up. It will just be Shuri and Wada in a special Sendai show. So obviously something to look forward to here. Also worth noting in the junior tournament, Chi-Chi defeated Hinoka and Aya Sakura defeated Yuna, the Sendai girls rookie, to move on to the finals of the junior tournament, which took place on Friday. And Chi-Chi won in what a match that I thought absolutely exceeded expectations. I think Chi-Chi and Aya Sakura, you know, they wrestled 18 minutes. Let's be honest here. They're not necessarily ready to wrestle an 18-minute epic type main event, but they did a great job. They really did. I mean, I'm such a big fan of Chi-Chi's. I think she is someone who has such a bright future and is in a unique spot, right, as part of Evo Girls, and is kind of taking the mantle as the top trainee of that group. I think she has surpassed Zones per se. And Zones won this tournament last year. So continues to run through Evo. Chi-Chi won by beating Aya Sakura, like I said, with a Saito suplex. Aya Sakura, I mean, folks, the strides that she has made since coming back have been incredible. She is someone who I think has tons of potential. And she stands out in many ways that I think will do her a lot of good in Stardom, right? It's her kick-based offense that obviously sets her apart. But I watch her in this match, and I say she has such a bright future, and that's what's most important. And then in the main event at Shikiba, first ring, it was Mika Wada defending the Sendai Girls World title against Manami, where she earned her second successful defense since winning the title back from Sariano. I thought the match was good, not great, but a solid defense. I think it's worth watching again on Wrestle Universe. The most important part of this, though, is Dash Shisako laid down the challenge. It will be Dash versus Iwata, the second big show of November. That will be at Corican Hall, I think, on the 17th. That match is huge. Dash needs to win. Like, I'm not kidding. I need Dash Shisako to win that match. I'll be almost devastated if she doesn't, because I just think, like, the work Dash has put in this year and all the time, she deserves one run with that world title. Listen, if we're giving it to Wada twice this year, we can give it to Dash once. You know, give me just a few defenses so you can drop it to Hash or Mako or whoever. No problem. But I need Dash to win. So I'm really looking forward to that match. So now let's move over to the gigantic weekend in Joshi. The Goddesses of Stardom tournament beginning. We'll get to that. We'll close the show out with the weekend lineup and the preview for that. But let's first talk about Marvelous and Oz Academy, both having some major matches to talk about. Over in Marvelous is the Marvelous Big Show 2024 in Nagoya, as rookie Senka Akatsuki, I'm sure I said that wrong, will face Sari in her debut match. In my interview with Sari, which I made sure to ask about because I was very interested to see, like, how does she look at a debut match for someone as a match for herself? Because, you know, this is a wrestler in Sari that really appreciates the old time ways, and, you know, wrestling such a star like Sari, you know, it's a moment to set Senka on the right track here in her career. So Sari, you know, I asked about what it means to be the person leading into the debut match, and she said it's a tremendous honor to be the opponent for a debuting pro wrestler. It's becoming a history of another pro wrestler's career. For her sake, though, I won't go easy on her. She needs to experience the Zenjo spirit, which hopefully will stay in her and carry the torch of great pro wrestlers. That will make her into a great pro wrestler one day. And I think that's very important, and I'm always excited. It's been a long time since since Marvelous has had a trainee, I believe. This is the first one that's officially debuting since Ai Hozan. So obviously, I'm looking forward to seeing how she does in the match against Sari. Also on the show, big time rematch for the AAAW tag team titles. Team 200 Kilograms, Shiro Hashimoto and Yu defend against Bobo Bobo Momo Banana. Of course, Mio Momono and Yuriko Oka dropped the Sendai Girls World Tag Team titles to Team 200 Kilograms. So now they're trying to get that win back by also taking the Marvelous version of tag belts. So this should obviously be a very important match, one that I am looking forward to because their first match was great. I'm sure this will be as well. And then in your major main event, it will be Mako Satomura versus Takumi Iroha one-on-one in a special singles match. I don't think I need to say much more than that to sell you on what kind of match that is. It should be tremendous. It should be fantastic. It's one that I am very much looking forward to. That show will be available on Zyko for pay-per-view order if you'd like to buy it. And then over in Oz Academy, we don't always talk about Oz Academy, but there's some important matches worth highlighting. At the Yokohama Budokan, I believe at like the same time, we will have a tag team number one contenders match, as well as a tag team match to decide the fighter who will face Miyumi Ozaki for the Oz Academy Openweight title in the main event. So for the tag title number one contenders match, it'll be Kohaku and Momooka Hanazono teaming up against Mai Kihi and Kakeru Sekiguchi against Stardom's FWC. Azuki and Koguma step into the Oz Academy ring. That match should be sweet. And then in the match to determine Mayumi Ozaki's challenger for later in the night, you have a two tag sides, and whoever wins this match will be facing her. You have Sunoko Kato, Hiroyo Matsumoto, Ryo Mizunami, Jaguar Yokota, and Itsuki Aoki versus Shuri, Akino, Zones, Sariano, and Rina Yamashita. Sariano feels like the favorite heading into it, but because Shuri's in this match, I'm going to hold out hope that Shuri, because why not? But Sariano, obviously, with the connection to Ozaki, feels like the best bet. So those are two shows to be looking out for. Hopefully, I get to review them next week if I can get to watch them in time. But Stardom is back at it this weekend, kicking off the Goddesses of Stardom Tag League on Saturday and Sunday. Sunday, a Cork and Hall show. Saturday, a Shinjuku show. We'll quickly go over the cards here before we will go through this wonderfully put together schedule that my good friend Dylan has put together, just to give an idea of all the matches coming up. So, on Saturday in Shinjuku, not Shinjuku Face, just Shinjuku, it will be Natsupoi and Sariano versus Mei Sara and Kohaku in a Blue Goddess League match. That should be maybe the best match of the night. Could be the best match of the tournament, as far as I'm concerned. And another Blue Goddess match will be Hina and Lady C versus Wakasukiyama and Rian. Mia Shirakawa teams up with Mika and Hanako to face Suzuki, Saida, and Rana Yagami. Starlight Kid and Haruku Masaki out of Diane. It's been a long time since we've seen Karma. I don't think she's going to be Karma this time around. I know she's not. They would have presented that. But she'll face Haruka Umasaki again, or she'll team with her against Momo Watanabe and Rina. I'm looking forward to that match. Should be a lot of fun. And then we have Shuri and Saki Kashima versus Saya Kamatani and Konami in a Red Goddess Tag League match. Mayu Itani and Momo Kogo team against Azumi and Miyu Amasaki in a Red Goddess Tag League match as well. Mayu had missed this past weekend of action due to sickness, so hopefully she's doing well. Shout out to my goat. And in your likely main event, it will be FWC, Hizuki, and Koguma facing Natsuko Tora and Ruaka. Actually, probably not your... Oh, no, this is Saturday's show, so yeah. They do wrestle both matches, though, so I'm guessing Sunday they probably lead off the show and then head over for Oz Academy, the Okama Budokan. I didn't realize that till now. On Sunday, the Cosmic Angels face the Evil Alliance, and Hate, as the website tells me. It'll be Tam, Natsupoi, Sayori, Aya Sakura, and Sayaka Kara versus Natsuko Tora, Momo Watanabe, Ruaka, Zap, and Dump Matsumoto back in a stardom ring once again. Red Goddess Tag League action. You got Hizuki and Koguma facing Shuri and Saki Kashima. Should be a good one. Blue Goddess action. Wakasuki Yama and Rian face the Devil Princess duo of Azusa Inaba and Rina. In three-way action, it'll be Mina Shirakawa versus Saida versus Lady C. Starlight Kid and Su Suzuki team up against Hina and Rana Yagami. In Red Goddess action, we have Mayu and Momokogo team up against Konami and Saya Kamitani. And then Micah and Hinako versus Azumi and O2 Line. Or, sorry, Miyu Amasaki, of course, of O2 Line. And in your main event, it will be high-speed championship match as Yuna Mizumori gets her first singles title match in stardom. She'll go one-on-one with Mei Sara. Whew, so much going on. But the full tag league schedule is indeed out. As I said last week, if you didn't listen to last week's episode was pretty short, so I'll blame you. If you didn't, it was just kind of a tag league preview overall. That's about all it served as well as the Marigold preview. No big reviews or anything. But if you missed that, I made my picks for this year's Goddess of Stardom Tag League. And my picks for each side were the duo of Starlight Kid and Suzuki on one to win the Blue Goddess's block. And on the other, in the Red Goddess's block, I went with FWC to take it home. So we'll wait and see if that's the case. But as I said, shout out to Dylan for putting the schedule together. Here is your entire schedule of tag league matches. On the 31st of October, there's a lot of events here, so strap up, folks. You have Mayu Iwatani and Momokogo versus Micah and Hinako in the Red Goddess side. Then FWC versus Tam and Sayaka Carrara. In the Blue Goddess side, it's Sayori Poi versus Yuna Mizumori and Aya Sakura. So a Cosmic Angels collision there. In Fukuoka, there's no FWC or Micah. What? That doesn't even make sense. All right, Tam and Sayaka Kara versus Tomoka Inaba and Rana Yagami. Obviously looking forward to those two. They'll be their first match in the tournament. Then you have O2 Line versus Natsuko Tora and Ruaka of BMI 2000. That should be a good one. Sayori Poi versus Lacey and Hina. Yuna Mizumori and Aya Sakura versus Mei Sara and Kohaku. Starlight Kid and Su Suzuki versus Arena and Azusa Inaba. That might be my most hyped match of the tournament. I'm not even kidding. On the 11th in Kumamoto, we have Hizuki and Koguma versus Tomoka Inaba and Rana Yagami. Tam and Sayaka Carrara team against O2 Line. Back in the Blue Goddess's block, we have Hanan and Saida versus Starlight Kid and Suzuki. That might be the best match of the entire tournament. We have Poi and Sayori Ano versus Rina Azusa Inaba. That also should be great. And we have Hina and Lady C versus Mei Sara and Kohaku. In Miyazaki, it is a Stars versus Stars matchup as FWC takes on Peach Rock. Tomoki Inaba and Rana Yagami face off with BMI 2000. Wingori versus Sayori Poi. That also could be the match of the tournament. And we have Yuna Mizumori and Aya Sakura versus Rina and Azusa Inaba. At the Tokyo New Pier Hall, it'll be Mayu and Momokogo versus Natsuko Tora and Ruaka. Shuri and Saki Kashima team up against Tomoki Inaba and Rana Yagami. Momo Watanabe and Tekla officially kick off their tournament. They gave Tekla a ton of time to recover from her current injury, so she'll have another couple weeks before the tag champs get kicked off, and they'll be facing Hina and Lady C. Then we'll have Wingori versus Rina Susanaba. Obviously looking forward to the big New Blood tag rematch there. Then you'll have Starlight Kid and Suzuki versus Mei Sara and Kohaku. That should be great as well. On the 10th in Chiba, you have Shuri and Saki Kashima versus Micah and Hinako. Then BMI 2000 versus Psych Queen, Konami and Saya Kamatani. So obviously a big deal there. Hate versus Hate. Momo Watanabe and Tekla are in action. They'll face Yuna Mizumori and Aya Sakura. Then Wingori face Hina and Lady C. And the only other Korakuen Hall match besides this weekend, on the 11th of November, it'll be Natsuko Tora and Waka versus Tam and Sayaka Karara. You have Peach Rock versus Shuri and Saki Kashima. You have Micah and Hinako versus Konami and Saya Kamatani. Obviously, pretty big match there with Saya and Micah being it. Then you have the Blue Goddess side. You have Momo Watanabe and Tekla facing Natsupoi and Sariano. So the champs versus, you know, maybe the favorites. On the Blue Goddess side, you have Yuna Mizumori and Aya Sakura versus Hana and Saida. You have Mei Sara and Kohaku versus Rina Susanaba. That should be a fun one. Then you have Starlight Kid and Suzuki versus Rian and Waka Tsukiyama. In Aomori, it's FWC versus O2 Line. Looking forward to that one. And then Inaba and Yagami versus Micah and Hinako. Rian and Waka Tsukiyama face Momo, Watanabe, and Tekla. Mei Sara and Kohaku, also known as Star Fox. They'll face Hanan and Saida Wingori. That should be a great one. And maybe the biggest match. You have Starlight Kid and Suzuki versus Natsupoi and Sariano. That could be a decider, as far as I'm concerned, if one of these two were to miss the tournament aspect or the... You get what I mean. FWC versus Micah and Hinako on the 21st. Tomoka Inaba and Yagami versus Konami and Kamatani. Momo Watanabe and Tekla versus Starlight Kid and Suzuki. Mei Sara and Kohaku versus Rian and Waka Tsukiyama. On the 23rd in Miyagi, it will be Tam and Sayaka versus Shuri and Saki Kashima. Then Tomoka and Rana versus O2 Line. You'll have Momo and Tekla back at it. They face Rina and Azusa and Naba. Hina and Lady C versus Aya Sakura and Yuna Mizumori. The big break there from Cork into Aomori, by the way, is because of historic crossover, of course. In on the 24th, you have Mayu and Momokogo versus Tomoka and Rana. You have Tam and Sayaka Karara versus Konami and Saya Kamatani. You then have lost my place. Oh, Mike and Hinako versus Natsuko Tora and Raka. In the blue side, you have Hana and Saida versus Rian Waka Tsukiyama. Starlight Kid and Suzuki versus Aya Sakura and Yuna Mizumori. Hina and Lady C versus Rina and Azusa Naba. Then on the 30th and 1st, these are the final 2 days of block action. It will be Mayu Itani Momokogo versus Tam Sayaka Karara. Shuri and Saki Kashima versus O2 Line. FWC versus Psy Queen. That could be a big decider as well. You have Momo and Tekla versus Mei Sara and Kohaku. Potential decider there. For the champs, and then Natsupoi and Sariano versus Rian and Waka Tsukiyama. And then on the 1st, this is where it all comes down. We'll set up the seeds for each side. So if you don't remember, the top seed will make it to the block final, and then the 2nd and 3rd seed will fight it out right before that in the Hamamatsu match on the 7th, and then the grand finals will be the day after between each side. I'm gonna guess there's a title match somewhere on there because that is not big enough show. You'll have on the 1st Shuri and Saki Kashima versus Tora and Raka, could be a decider as well. O2 Line versus Konami and Saya Kawatani, obviously gonna have lots of stakes in that one. Momo and Tekla versus O2 Line, that'll be a big decider. This one, though, Aya Sakura and Yuna Mizumori versus Rian and Waka Tsukiyama. And then Hina and Lady C versus Starlight Kid and Su Suzuki. With the block tournament being the next day and the finals being on the 8th. So, that is it. That is your tag league. Looking forward to it. I like tag league. No starting review this weekend. They just had house shows. But the main purpose is that Hazuki and Koguma are heading to America. They will compete at Fighting Spirit Unleashed in Lowell, Massachusetts. They will be part of the New Japan Strong 4-way match that also features Anna Jay and Trisha Dora. So congrats to them. I have a chance to see them, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, that's it this week. Thank you everyone for listening. I'll be back next week to talk all of those shows. There's a lot to talk about. Should be a lot of fun. If you have any questions, feel free to send them along. Should do a Q&A soon. Look forward to that. Yeah, let's plan for that. I'll do a Q&A soon. But thank you everyone for listening. And until next time, see ya.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
We know there's power in our numbers. We've seen the impact we make when we stand together. So let's stand with candidates who represent us in Washington, D.C., not extremist Bernie Moreno. If elected, Moreno could make the Radical Project 2025 playbook a reality, endangering our democracy and our hard-won rights and freedoms. Together, we can stop Moreno and his allies from reversing everything our ancestors fought for: Social Security, voting rights, and more. Sherrod Brown always stands up for the well-being of our community, capping the price of life-saving drugs like insulin and cracking down on predatory landlords jacking up rents in Black neighborhoods. Black power is in our votes. Let's use it today. Vote now to re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.